The U.S. and the European Union are trying to punish Russia. They want to be certain Russian authorities pay a price for grabbing parts of Ukraine. But here's the problem. American and European firms do business with Russia, so economic sanctions can hurt the West as well. France, for example, is building two warships for the Russian Navy. French President François Hollande says he wants to go through with that very lucrative deal, though he's facing increasing pressure to call it off. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Russia and France. Wow.
A television reporter with Russia Today hails the new French-Russian military partnership. Parts of the military vessels are being built in Russia, and she was reporting from a St. Petersburg shipyard last June as the stern section of one of the warships was being launched before being sent to France. The $1.6 billion deal is the biggest sale to Russia by a NATO country ever. When the contract was signed 3 years ago, French officials hailed it as a sign that Moscow should be considered a partner, not an enemy. There were critics among NATO allies then. Today, in light of Russia's actions in Ukraine, the warship sale is hugely controversial, even in France. Parliamentarian Bruno Le Maire spoke recently on French radio. So should we suspend the sale, asked the talk show host? Absolutely, says Le Maire. It's the only way to show Vladimir Putin we're serious. Putin is playing on Europe's divisions and hesitations. Le Maire didn't want to speak to NPR, neither did several other politicians approached for interviews.
It is a sensitive issue because it's a lot of money involved, possibly also jobs at stake. So, of course, it's a sensitive issue.
That's Étienne de Durand, a defense expert at the French Institute for International Relations. De Durand says the warships are an easy target for critics because they're so visible. But there are other European countries with more at stake in Russia than France, he says, like Germany and Britain with its financial center in London.
Germany because of industrial and energy links, but also the UK because of all the Russian money that is managed by the city.
The ships are named the Vladivostok and the Sevastopol after the port and naval base in Crimea, which Russia just annexed from Ukraine. The helicopter assault ships can serve as hospitals or military command centers with the capacity to carry 16 attack helicopters, 40 tanks, and up to 600 troops. At the Georgian embassy in Paris, Ambassador Ekaterina Siradze-Delaunay says she has a sense of déjà vu watching Ukraine.
Yes, it is. It is absolutely like a déjà vu because the feelings I think all Georgians had, and me, including myself, when we saw what was happening in Ukraine, you know, 2008 came back immediately.
In 2008, the Russian army went into its southern neighbor, Georgia, occupying the regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The Kremlin claimed it was protecting the rights of ethnic Russians. Later, the commander of the Russian Navy said his country would have won the Georgian War much faster if it had had the French warships. Ambassador Siradze-Delaunay is diplomatic over whether she thinks France should suspend the deal. She says she understands the economic repercussions, but...
On the other hand, you have this moral responsibility, I guess, while, you know, facilitating in some ways the country who occupies other countries' territories.
Though France is not including advanced command and control systems on Russia's ships, some analysts say the warships will change the power equation in the Black and Baltic Seas. Analyst De Durand disagrees. He says Russia could build the ships on its own, although it would take longer and cost more. But he says the whole discussion about the warships brings up the question of whether military deals can still be done with Russia at all. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.